John Joe, the hour is almost upon you, and no doubt looking forward to Tuesday's final, and the biggest day in the club's history, without a shadow of a doubt, I'm sure.
Everybody's aware of the side that they're going to play, Corrifan, worthy champions in their own province, and showed up very well against St Vincent, so we know it's no mean task. But having said that, the people in the area have fair faith in their own team as well, as we all do, and we're hoping on the day that as things go right, we'll not be too far away.
Yeah. It may not be quite a rags-to-riches story, but it's not that far off either, is it?
It's not so far off, as I say. We started out at the beginning of the season. We knew we had the basis of a reasonably good team, or hopefully have been one of the championship. But we've surpassed all our expectations and to get the links we've got, and we're really looking forward to the day.
Yeah, and you've taken some big scalps along the way, even in your own county.
Well, yeah, you know, our own county, any year you could count 5 to 6 teams that at the start of the season you would say were almost a shout of winning the championship, so that's how tight it is to get out of Derry. Ballinderry, I suppose, been the most unformed team in the recent past, and we've had our battles with them over the last 10 years, I suppose, and they've always come out on the one side up until this year, and it was a very close run affair this year as well.
Yeah.
And I suppose, you know, once we get past that and get into Ulster, we wanted to do as well as we could. And the one thing I would say about all the games throughout Ulster and even against Stax, they were good sporting games of football, played in the right spirit. There was no dirt, there was no boxing. It was just good. It was good football, in my opinion. Anyhow.
Yeah, a lot of questions asked off Lochneil on the way in Ulster and indeed against Stax.
Well, it certainly was. Like I mean to say, I suppose the Cavan Gaels game was down to a point. They missed a late free, and we won the game. Clontibret might have been a slightly easier game for us, but it was still a tough game of football. Oma, I've said it, if they had taken all the scores that they created, would have probably beaten us, but having said that, we stuck at it, that's what we do, and we turned the game around, and I suppose then take it to the next stage against Austin Stax. 2 penalties in that first quarter of the game, both scored, heads didn't go down. We were back on level terms at half time. It was a good way to be done out for the second half. And there again, hung on a point at the end of the game to win it, so it's been a tough battle, but we're up for tough battles.
Yeah, and I know your success is built on a very sound defence, and shall we say a miserly defence, but people have been saying, and the one thing that would trip Lochneil up was the fact maybe of real scoring power up front and not putting up big margins, but yeah, you put that to bed a few times.
Well, I think we have, like, you know, last day out against Austin Stax in a very competitive tight game, we still scored a goal and 14 points, and, you know, by any measure, that's good scoring for a forward line. And the scores in the main came from the forwards. Patsy Bradley scored 1 point, Barry McGuigan scored a goal and a point, but the rest were scored by forwards. So, no, our forward line, I suppose, would have been talked about in that sense, it had been a weak part of our team early in the year. But we have disproved that, and we've come along, and we are fit to take scores, and you know, a good spread of scores as well. We're not just dependent on one or two men.
Mm. And I know you've been fairly lucky on the injury front, but you've carried one or two, and I suppose got the opportunity to test the strength in your squad as well.
Well, it has been, you know, I suppose we really hadn't to replace too many for injuries, and the last day out there, Jared Bradley came off in the last 10 minutes, and we put young Shane McWigan on, a big strong lad, and you know, he done very well in them closing minutes of that Austin Stax game. They fielded a couple of good balls, kept possession for us, which is very important. And against Clontibret, we had young Paddy Casday, another 19-year-old who played out of his skin. Hasn't got back in since, but you know, was very much in the reckoning. If anybody was needed, he would be there.
Corrifan, your opponents, you've watched them closely and studied them. Where do you see their strengths?
Well, they're fairly good all over the field, I suppose. Looking at their midfield, I would hope that we might have the edge at midfield. That'll have to be seen on the day. Their half forward line, pretty good. Their full forward line on the last day out against St Vincent, would say, are very good. So, you know, I suppose they're only very good if they're getting plenty of possession, and it'll have to be up to our lads to minimise that. The less possession they get, the less dangerous they're going to be. But they're a good slick team, and they move the ball well, and we'll really have to be playing at our best to compete with them.
Mm. And any fears about Croke Park nerves?
I don't think so, no. We had a wee run down there. I saw all the teams got to run out for 20 minutes on it there. We got before last. Quite a lot of our boys have played senior county football, and well, you know, Patsy, Francis McDowney has played, Paddy Kelly has played, Chris McCaig has played. Quite a lot of them have been through St. Pat's College, Mara, have been used with big occasions, some of them played there with the college as well. So, you know, I don't think they're going to be terribly fazed by it, you know, and I hope the occasion doesn't get to them. I don't think it will. They're pretty clued in and relaxed about the whole thing.
Yeah. And in terms of teams, you said you got off pretty lightly on the injury front. How are you for Tuesday?
Same there. We're everybody's good. The only question mark hangs over young Christopher Bradley with that broken collarbone. He has made great progress right enough, you know, and who knows what will happen before the game's over.
Yeah. So big excitement, I'm sure, around Slochneagle.
Oh, everybody's buzzing now. There'll not be too many people left around Slochneagle to come. Well, definitely Tuesday, and probably there'll be an exodus on Monday evening as well.
Yeah, so you can dare to dream at this stage.
Well, that's it, you know, and when you get to the final, like, as I've seen it all year, within the county, the aim was to win the Derry Championship. Having won that, the next thing then, in Ulster, you wanted to do as best as you could, and to win every game. We were fortunate enough to win the Ulster final. When we won the Ulster final, the next step was to play an All-Ireland semi-final, and we were hoping that we would win it and at least get the lads into Croke Park. Now that we've got them into Croke Park, we want to bring it home.